Oh, yeah? What kind?
I have no idea what it's called, but it's blue and it's delicious and it's kind of good.
Blue is one of Earth's very many delicious flavors.
Okay.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Longley, and I'm here with my buddy Sean.
Hello!
And together we're Critical Media Guys. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been... It has been.
It has. Just like us, we're has-beens. Well, I don't know if we are has-beens.
It's been a long week.
Have we ever even been? I don't know. But we're here again, so that's good.
Yeah.
We're happening in the sense that we're existing. So
you're not wrong.
Nope. So it's been a long time. A lot of stuff has happened. I moved to Boston, and now I'm a city, or I'm city mouse, or I'm a
city
country
slinger.
Mouse. Yeah. Country mouse in the city.
What the fuck?
What?
I've never heard that term before.
Country mouse?
Country mouse. Never heard of that.
Well, if there's a city mouse, there's got to be a country mouse, right?
I've never heard of city mouse either.
What?
Nope, yeah. Never heard of either of those.
Well, it's a thing, I think. Maybe it's just because I'm old.
I don't know.
But yeah, moved to Boston because Lena had some family issues over here, and I was like, she's the one, I'm not going anywhere, so... I followed her, and it's been good. It's been expensive. It's been really, really expensive.
Keep this in mind. He was not invited. He just followed.
Yep.
And she was like, what am I going to do with you?
I was like, you're never, ever going to get rid of me. Ha.
Yep, I'm stuck with you for life.
Yep. So, and summer sale just came through, so I bought a couple of things, as did Sean.
Mm-hmm. I bought two things, so I did buy a couple of things.
What did you buy?
I bought that YS 1 and 2 for you, and I bought Resident Evil. I finished buying the Resident Evil collection. It was on sale for like $29, and it had the last two games that I didn't have, so now I got Revelations 1 and 2.
Hmm. Yeah, and you've been on a kick of Resident Evil.
Another Resident Evil kick, yay!
All of them, yeah.
Probably gonna replay all of them again.
Over the course of the break, I guess, I finished Banner Saga 2, which is phenomenal. Like, it's really fucking good. Can't wait for the third one. And it's a continuation of the first one. Like, right as it left off. It's not like some other new adventure, so that's really neat. And the third one's gonna fucking blow minds. Second one blew minds. Finish XCOM. That was fun.
Wait, what one? The first one or the second one?
Enemy Unknown.
Oh, alright.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yep. You died along the way, as did Brian. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You made us as characters.
Yeah.
Who'd you replace us with?
Just people who had psionic abilities.
Didn't even name them.
Yeah, no. I was like, well, I need some fucking psionic abilities if this is gonna work out, so. And you guys, did not make the cut. Lena did, though.
Well, good for her.
Lena did. I did not.
Oh, whew.
But, I didn't die along the way, so.
You were just critically injured?
Yeah, I was just critically injured a bunch of times.
Yeah. No, did you try playing XCOM 2 yet? Because I know you bought me and you the, enemy, what was it called again? War of the Chosen
expansion. Yeah. You know, I haven't dived into that yet.
So. If you like psionic abilities, then you really love War of the Chosen, because they add three factions to the game that give you, like, a super character, kind of. It's like just a really powerful type of unit to play as. And one of the factions is called the Templars. And it's like these people that are like, they have like ridiculous psionic abilities. And like they're all about like getting up close and personal and using psionic swords and shit to like just murder people. It's dope. It's pretty dope.
Sounds like a gay old time.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new job. which is pretty fun. Yep. Friday, I basically just watched all of Linus Tech Tips videos, like Scrapyard Wars and everything, and I just did all the things while I did that, and nobody gave me any problems. So, it's nice. And, yeah, over the break, Sean got a job at the mall as a security guard, and then you, yep. you yeah, and then they went to it shit. Happened.
So,
yeah. Yep. I missed that job.
Yeah. No, you don't. Not anymore. It's
it doesn't exist anymore, so.
Yeah, it
doesn't really.
You miss a job that is gone, you can never get it back. Not like that one.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, yeah.
Shit
started going downhill whenever they kicked us out of the security office. Isn't that some? You kick the security guards out of the security office?
Yeah, that's fucked up. I don't understand. And I talked to Robert, too. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this. You know, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter in the sense that we really don't even need to talk about it anymore. Yeah. But, shit's been happening over the break. Got into Destiny 2. Told myself that I would never do it. Then it was on sale for $12, and I was like, I'm gonna do it.
And I also bought it, but because it was part of a Humble Bundle.
Left you in the fucking dust.
You did.
Like, we were supposed to play together, and then I was like, man, I just want to get to this in-game shit so fast. And one night we were both level 12, and then the next night I was level 30, and I was almost at, like, I was got some pretty fucking good gear.
Yeah.
And then we tried to redo that whole thing with Tom Clancy's Division. The Division.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot that I bought that.
Yep. That was also on sale for like $10. You got that. And me and Brian, well, Brian already had a max level character, and he helped me beat the main story. And we started doing some of the in-game content together, which was pretty fun. But I haven't played The Division since. And other than that, like, I went back and I tried to beat Resident Evil 0 again. And I was able to swallow that pill. I finally beat it. And you know what? Actually, it's not a bad game. It's not bad. It's not as good as Resident Evil. It's not as good as the first one. But it's not terrible.
I tried playing Revelations a little bit because I saw that in order to play the co-op, which was our intended use of the game, you have to play through the campaign, like specific parts. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll clear this out. And then the controls are weird, man. Like, you can tell that it used to be on the 3DS because of how high the sensitivity for the turning and everything
is. I know. Like, so, I had to play on low sensitivity for the longest time with the controller.
Yeah.
But then towards the end of the game, I'm like, man, I'm just turning too slow and I can't navigate these maps fast enough. So I put it back up to normal.
And they do it that way so that, like, you fucking turn around, you see a goddamn zombie, really, you turn the corner. And I don't know. I overcorrected the view, like, way too much. But, yeah, I did that for a little while.
They have a replayable dungeon mode. It's called Raid Mode. It's not procedurally generated dungeons, and the enemies, I don't believe the enemies are randomized. But you have to go through these dungeons, and, like, every enemy has levels and stuff like that. So after a while, like, if you fight, like, a really high-level enemy, of course, they're going to be really bullet spongy. They're going to take a lot of damage. But it's almost kind of like Diablo, where you're leveling up your characters. Each character has their own, like, passives and stuff like that. You get different guns. You can get different modifiers for your guns. They actually have a really good modifier called, I think it's like Sentry Gun, where as long as you aim at someone, as soon as your crosshair goes over an enemy, it shoots.
Mm.
Like, just automatically. And it's really nice for that kind of sensitivity, because you just turn the sensitivity, like, up to a million and just spin around and you'll shoot everything.
That's hilarious.
It's awesome. It's good for, like, magnums and sniper rifles where the bullets are really, like, hard to find.
So you played through the whole thing already? Or did you already have... Yeah.
Totally
did
beat the game.
You beat that, like, when you bought it? Like, just recently?
It took me, like, 3 days to beat it.
Okay.
But I played it for, like, 4 hours every day. It's actually a pretty long game. I know Resident Evil Revelations 2 isn't gonna be as long. but I still want to beat that one just to say I beat it. And then it's waiting for Resident Evil 2 remake. And I'm so stoked for that.
I think I got stuck on the shore.
On what?
Like right at the beginning of Revelations, where you're because like,
you have
scanning.
To use that stupid fucking scanner thing, and you have to find all the bullshit and stuff.
No, I thought I found all the bullshit, but I was like 96%. I was like, where's?
Yeah, no, they have like a little tiny piece that's like, whenever you get to the end of the map, you have to go all the way to the end of the dock, and then
scan I got
the
that.
Ocean. Hopefully, you'll find one.
Oh, it's.
I don't know what you're missing then.
I didn't scan the ocean. There was a piece underneath the dock. But if there's one in the
that's
ocean.
What I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, never mind.
There's also a piece that's like on the stick that's hanging, like just poking out of the water. It's like really high up, so you have to look up to find it. It's weird. I don't like that whole system. But
it
gives you healing items.
Yeah. I'm not about switching your view to like a scanning mode. That highlights things.
That's kind of dumb.
That's not a fun time. I don't know who enjoys that. But anywho, what else have we been into lately? I just recently purchased a Beat Saber. It released a month or two ago, and after finding out that you can create your own custom songs and there's a community for custom song creation, I bought it immediately, and I've been having a gay old time.
Gay old time?
Very gay. Like a
dick in the ass?
Almost, I guess.
Almost?
What
is this?
What is what?
Have you ever heard of a game called Obscure?
No. Maybe right, it was too obscure.
It popped up. Okay, so on my Steam feed, I'm getting a lot of just horror games. Which, it makes sense. I've been playing a lot of horror games lately. But there's this weird game called Obscure.
Oh, wait, no, I think it was recommended for me as well. Yeah. Right.
Obscure,
it's like black and white.
I don't think so. It's very gray, and then it starts getting colorful. I'm watching the campaign right now. It almost has like a Silent Hills type vibe to it.
There's an Obscure 2 Aftermath.
The fuck is this? Mostly positive.
Yep.
2 years ago, a group of young teenagers found themselves trapped inside their school. They suffered through the longest night of their lives. Calculus. No. Chased by abominable creatures created by their principal, some of them survived that terrible night while others perished. Alright, so.
Yeah,
I guess. I'll watch like a video or something before I decide to purchase. It's $10. That's too much.
It's been a while since I've been actually invested in like a horror game. I think since Penumbra and Amnesia.
Oh, I beat all the Penumbras, by the way.
Did you? That's good.
Yes, I did that while I was at the mall. I had them all on Steam, and I was like, you know what? Let's do this. And I did it, and I was like, yeah.
For the longest time, I played through Penumbra 1 without realizing that you can use the meat to stall the dogs. I thought
gosh.
I thought you were eating the meat. I saved all the meat, and I was like, wait,
like,
how come I'm not gaining health from eating this
like
meat?
It's like disgusting old beef jerky. That's why all those dogs kept running at you and stuff, because you kept dropping the goddamn meat.
No, man. Usually I, like, picked up a pickaxe, or I forget what weapon I had, but I just, like, waited until they were just right in my range, and I hit them in the face as they went at me. So
that was
like,
actually pretty hard to do.
It was easier
like,
to do.
It took a lot to get. It was easier to do it what?
Than like running around from it all the time, because then after you kill it, it's like you get some breathing room. You can do whatever it is you need to do to figure out like the next step in the puzzle. But yeah. And then
what is this? Red Faction Guerrilla Remars Turd. They can't just say remastered. They gotta say remars turd.
Yeah,
it's a turd, all right.
Just like for 3 year, fear three.
Oh wow! Actually, I can get over that. Where they take like a number and they turned it. around. Like, that's fun and dandy, but, yeah, like, this is just garbage.
But yeah, no, I've been getting really into Beat Saber, and I created my own song, and I'm about to upload that later. I just finished it, like, an hour ago. It's like a 4-minute song.
Wow.
No, it took me like a week and a half. Like, I'm really into this now. I'm about to do a couple other songs. There's not enough good Vocaloid material on this game, so somebody Vocaloid has to make it. Yep. Really into Vocaloids. Love them. They hit me right here in the heart. I don't know. I love AI. You don't like AI? AI is cool. AI and robots. Ever, like, in all medias, Star Trek, fucking movies like Moon and, Robot and Frank. Moon. Have you seen Moon?
Moon? No.
Yeah. No, yeah, so Sam Rockwell gets stuck in a space station and he figures out, I don't know if I should spoil it, but I'm just gonna spoil it. Sam Rockwell gets stuck in a space station and he figures out, like, he finds his own body, like, stranded on the moon. And he's like, well, what the fuck? That's my body. Why is it over there?
On the moon?
Yeah. And moon. He finds out that every single time he gets sick and, like, goes into a stasis chamber to, like, get sent back to Earth to recover, he's actually just getting vaporized and killed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And then they just, like, clone him again. And then he wakes up. And he's like, all right, time to start my shift. So
that reminds me of a game. What game am I thinking? No, keep talking. I'm looking through my list. I have it on here.
But yeah, so he finds his body that didn't make it to the stasis chamber, because he got into a wreck and then he stayed there for a while, and so healthy him finds his damaged him, and they have a conversation, and they're like, all right, we gotta figure out a way, you know what, we're going to send the mining, like, resources that we've been mining for this company, like, we're gonna create, like, a little hub underneath it, so we can stow you away to go home, and, like, healthy him is trying to stow the damaged him away, but damaged him is like, I'm decomposing, so you should probably go home and then figure all this out. You know, say hello to, you know, our wife and kids. And, so healthy him stows away and, they go. But during the whole thing, there's a robot. I forget his name, but he's voiced by Kevin Spacey. And he's part of the ship.
Is this like a recent game or an old game?
This isn't a game, it's a movie.
Oh.
I said Sam Rockwell, I guess, I guess.
I know, but, like, I just played a Call of Duty game, and freaking Kevin Spacey was the main villain, so...
Yeah. Well,
like,
anyway.
And it was him, like, superimposed into the game. Not superimposed, but, like...
He was a voice actor.
Motion-captured into the game.
Oh, motion-captured.
Like, that's and they... Like, it was Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. It's an old game, but I just played it again. But, no, Kevin Spacey is, like, in the game. As Kevin Spacey. Not, well, he's not playing Kevin Spacey, but he's totally Kevin Spacey's face on his body. And he's the main villain.
I don't know if I think that's weird or not. Probably.
Soma. That's the name of the game I was thinking of. Soma.
Yeah, I think you told me about that, where, like, you and, I think, another person, a girl, like, are trying to, like, get
escape
off of
from, like,
planet.
This underwater. Oh, you're trying to escape from Earth, because Earth is, like, fucked up, and you're in this underwater facility where, like, it's weird. They've been doing experiments where they download the human consciousness.
Yeah.
And they upload it into robots and stuff, and, like, these robots feel like they're alive and stuff, and they can't tell that they're robots. Like, even through their perspective, whenever they see their robot arms, is like those little claws, they see their hands. Mm. So it's weird.
Yeah, I think you told me, like, they, at the end of the game, they sent their consciousness.
Spoilers. Like, yeah. Spoilers, yeah. No, at the end of the game, they are, like, at this observatorium thing station where they're getting ready to launch this pod into space. And it's supposed to have, like, a backup of almost everybody's, almost every person on the planet Earth that got backed up.
Yeah.
It has almost all those copies, and they're going to launch it into space, and it's just going to survive on solar energy, which I don't know how a supercomputer that simulates everyone's subconscious, well, not subconscious, everyone's consciousness at one time can survive on just a little bit of solar energy, but whatever. They're going to launch it into space, and then, like, hopefully someone or something finds it.
Yeah.
But that way everybody can live on forever. And it's pretty crazy because you think, like, oh, this dude's consciousness is already in a robot. It'll just download and transfer into the thing. And you think that at first, and then the credits roll, and then it's done, and it's like, it goes back into the underwater laboratory, and the guy is sitting in the control room, and, like, all the power is gone. It's just, like, pitch black. He's still a robot, but he's like, hey, what the fuck happened? We were supposed to be in there. And she's like, we are in there. And he's like, what? She's like, I copied ourselves over to there. And now we get to live on forever. And he's like, that's not us up there. We're down here.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you don't understand. That is us up there. And like, he starts like talking this like just garbage to her. And she's just like, fine. If that's how you feel, I'm just going to go away forever. And she just like, I think she deletes herself or something like that. And, like, he's all alone now.
Yep.
And, like, he kind of can't get out of there because, like, all the power is gone. I don't know how he's going to, like... I mean, if he's a robot, he technically doesn't have to leave Earth. He could just go to the surface and try to survive as a robot for the rest of his life. But whatever.
You'd be a more sophisticated Wally.
Exactly.
No, That premise is really big now in Westworld. The new season of Westworld is huge.
What, downloading like human consciousness?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little spoilery, but basically it's part,
you know,
of...
Let's, even though not many people listen to this, let's not spoil Westworld.
Okay. All right, but it's relevant to the curtain zeitgeist. But also, the reason why I mentioned Moon is... Yeah, Kevin Spacey voices this robot, and Sam Rockwell is like, hey, or Kevin Spacey tells Sam Rockwell, like, you know, the moment that they scan my memory, they're going to realize what you've been doing this whole time. And so Sam's like, well, shit, what do I do? Like, this breaks apart this whole entire plan. And then the Kevin Spacey robot's like, well, you could just, you know, reformat me, delete my memory. And Sam's like, you do that for me? And Kevin Spacey the robot is like, yeah, I'm here to help you in any way I can, no matter what. So if that's what I have to do, then I'll do that. And you know, he like reformats him, and like it takes time to reinstall the OS. And as it's reinstalling, Sam's like, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Goodbye. And then he stows away. And Decomposing Sam dies. But yeah, it's a good movie. You should watch it, even though I just told you the whole thing.
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a gander.
But also, like, yeah. Like, I love robots. And, you know, Vocaloids are a big thing. And upon reading last year the Mega Man comics, I didn't know this before, but Dr. Light, like, is... Like, he had no kids, and he made Mega Man and Roll, like, to be his kids, yeah. No, that's not what I gathered at all whenever
canon?
I first played. It's super canon, yeah.
Alright. Well, good for you. I'm not as invested in Mega Man, sorry to tell you.
And then, like, what is it, Proto-Man? Proto-Man is, his real name is Blues. It's because he, like, sings the blues. He was big on the blues. But, he was the first one to be made. But then, like, the fact that he had his own, choice of will, like, he ended up, like, running off. And then his power source just, like, went out and he died, like, in the forest, singing to birds.
That's morbid.
It's a good comic. Like, it adds a lot of depth, and, like, all of your characters that you're used to seeing in Mega Man, like, get a lot of good backstory, which, you know, you don't really have the time for in most of the Mega Man games, so.
Hey, you have Amazon Prime, right?
I do.
Have you been getting all these free games from, the Amazon, the Twitch Prime?
No.
Because you get Twitch Prime for free. And they have, like, a bunch of free games on Amazon right now.
Free games with Prime. Start free trial. Sprites, Avik, Manuel, Samuel, Battle Chef Brigade, Goner. I already own most of these. But, yeah, why not? That's weird. Wait, Twitch Prime, that's a completely different service than...
I understand, no, but if you have Amazon Prime, you get Twitch Prime.
Do you?
For free.
Because yes. It looks like they want me to pay.
No, you have to go on your Amazon account and link your Twitch account.
Oh. Wonder how I do that. I'll figure that out later. But no, that's cool beans. Free games. Free games, man. I should get around to giving away most of the games that I still have for this podcast. I've got like 50 games to give away. I've yet to do it. Blair. Maybe. At the end of the podcast, if somebody emails me with a secret code or something to prove they actually listened. I don't know if that matters or not. Maybe I'll just give it away.
Nobody's gonna do that.
Yeah, no one's gonna do that. I'll just give them away. It's tiring. Yeah. Maybe I'll give them away for ratings.
Don't eat them to charity.
Well, Humble Bundle already kind of does that for me. So.
No, but don't eat them again.
You want starving children in Africa to be able to play Dark Souls 3? That's important to you?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, alright.
I haven't been on a Dark Souls kick in a while. I'm still waiting for that other game from From Software to put out, that anime vampire type game where it's kind of like Dark Souls. I want to see what that's like. Because it almost looks like God Eater and Dark Souls had like their own weird deformed offspring.
What does?
It's called, what was it called again? I'm sure I'll remember later, but, there's this game coming out from Software, and it's, like, anime. It looks like an anime game, but it's Dark Souls.
Okay.
And it's like you're a vampire and you have to fight all these like undead things and stuff like that.
Maybe that's just what the kind of kick in the pants most anime watchers need in order to get into the Dark Souls genre.
Maybe.
What else happened during the break? Tekken 7? Did that happen? Yeah, no. Tekken 7 happened during... Yeah, no. Like,
No, we talked after Tekken 7 came out. We talked about Tekken 7.
On the podcast?
Yeah, talked about how like I had practiced my King game.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's true.
I kind of want to see what that new Soul Calibur is about, but I don't want to pay any money for it.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. The money has been pretty tight lately, but I'm able to save $1,000 a month now if I stick to my budget. But that's hard to do, and I want to get that GPD win too, even though it's $700. But I'd be able to play anything anywhere. Or I should get a Switch, and that's only like $300. But then I'd have to pay for the games. Oh wait, I don't, because it's hackable now. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you try to like mess with the software, it'll break your console.
Yeah, but I mean, they say that,
and you have to pay for that. You have to pay for that hacked software.
You do and you don't. Like, there's
it'll break.
You do and you don't. Like, the GBA temp, forums, like, everybody there is, like, slowly deconstructing it. So, I don't know if that's available now. It's been a while since I checked. But, no, the main complaint was like, hey, we're, you know, we're hackers, so, like, oh, jeez. Bojack's just throwing dishes on the ground. He's really upset.
We're hackers, but don't make money off of this shit. We just yeah. do it.
That's the, it goes number against, one rule. Yeah, it goes against everything that they're about, so.
Yeah, it's the pirate code, man.
Yeah, so, they're about to deconstruct it, and, you know, you can make your own, USB slotted, firmware, upload, payload, and then you can make your own, like, little side, loader thing. There's, like, a little bit that you slide onto the side of the Switch that, boots it into recovery mode. So, you can also make that as well. So, like, lots of things are possible right now, and I'm pretty excited. So, I'll probably get onto the Switch train pretty soon. But the good thing is that, the exploit isn't removable via software. So in order to make the exploit non-functioning, they have to basically recall all of the Switch units. So they're not going to do that. They're just going to make the future Switch units.
That kind of sucks for Nintendo, though.
It does and it doesn't. I don't know.
They're
like,
losing a lot of fucking money.
I don't know if they are, man. Like, there's a lot of things that, like, I understand.
Well, I mean, it's, like, here's the thing. They already, like, once you buy the hardware, that's it. It's done. So you spend $300 on a Nintendo Switch. That's fine and dandy. But what about the rest of the lifespan? Like, people only really need to buy a Nintendo Switch once.
No,
nobody
I understand.
Needs, like, 8 Nintendo Switches.
I understand that. Like,
once
I
you
understand.
Buy that, once you buy the hack, let me just finish. Once you buy the hacked software, every new game that comes out, I'm sure is gonna get pirated eventually and come to that software. So they're not gonna make any money off the games anymore. So nobody's gonna wanna make a game for Nintendo because it's just gonna get hacked and they're not gonna make any money on it.
Well, here's
not
where
an exclusive game at least.
Here's where I disagree, because like, while hacking, there are a specific subset of people who will just play a game pirated and they'll never pay for the games. Most of the pirates that I know are the ones who spend the most money on their video games. So, I mean, it's...
How many of the games have you pirated, have you turned around and bought?
A lot of them. Like, Dead Cells? I totally... Yeah, I was all about it. Like, I just spent, like, $200 this past summer sale on video games that I could have just pirated.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, games you already have that are pirated. Like, if you have a game that's pirated and you already have it installed, will you just go and buy it on Steam and then delete the pirated version?
Yes. I did that with Beat Saber. I did it with Dead Cells. I'm basically, my whole entire, like, Steam library list is that exact situation. Like, Wise, you could just pirate Wise, but you bought it for me. Serious Sam VR. Everspace. I've been pirating that for
a
long time.
Is it called Wise? I thought it was called YS.
I thought it was called Ease. Honestly, I thought it was called Ease. But yeah, Guild of Dungeoneering, I've played that pirated a few times. And, you know, it was on sale, so I bought it. Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. Played that with my girlfriend over the past year. And now I have it. Ash of the Gods Redemption. The reason I bought that is because there are so many patches, and you can't just patch every pirated version. But also, it's a good game, and it's in the same vein of Banner Saga, so I bought it. Like, all of these games. Darkest right. Dungeon? I pirated Darkest Dungeon for the longest time, and I own it.
Let me do something. I'm going to see how much Breath of the Wild costs.
But my
point
is...
That's the problem with Nintendo games. They don't go cheap.
Yeah, I understand. They also do have a lot of lasting value. So, like, you know, whereas, like, PlayStation games or any other, like, console, where, like, non-Nintendo console, where over the course of years, like, the value will go down, but a lot of Nintendo games will stay the same price, or relatively, like, within the same ballpark. Like, you still have to pay, like, $20 or $30 for specific old games from Nintendo. And there is, you know, there's a reason for that, like supply and demand. But my point is that just because you can pirate something doesn't, it like, yeah, there are a subset of people who will not pay for games if they can pirate it. But most of the pirates that I know are paying for their games because they know that it's good and they want more of the same, and they know that that money goes towards those people who develop the game, so. Shazam!
That's fine, but if there was no pirating, then every purchase of that game would definitely go to the developer.
Like, yes.
Everyone who plays it would have to have bought it somehow, even if it was on sale.
Yes, but there would be less purchases.
Maybe. No, definitely. There would be less purchases, but 100% of all the people playing that game bought it.
Yeah, but that's also, it's also a double-edged thing too, because sometimes you don't want that, because games can be deceptive and like garbage, but you bought it already. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
That's why they have reviews and stuff online.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
I've bought games that people have said were shit before, and I actually kind of like them.
Well, that's fine. But I'm saying, if somebody tried a game, played it out via pirating, and they didn't like it, like,
I mean, that's the same thing with the, well, I mean, I know it's only recent, but that's the same thing with the Steam refund policy. Like, you have, like, you can play a game for 2 hours, and unless the developer's like, we're gonna make the first 2 hours of this game blow your mind, and then the rest is gonna be garbage, and you won't get a refund. Or, like, you just don't play for 2 weeks and stuff, but you could still get a refund on most games.
Yeah, but, like, just like the situation that you said, or if a game only picks up after 2 hours, you know? Like, there's a ton of people, like, exploiting that mindset, that loophole. So, I don't know. I feel like the world is a lot better with pirating. And I know mine has been a lot better. So, I'm gonna pirate stuff.
I don't trust it.
I'm gonna pirate stuff on the Switch, and I'm still gonna be paying for, you know, the video games that I like. And I will especially not be paying for video games that I don't like. Yeah. That's, I don't know. I think that's great. Anywho, what else happened? Dragon Ball Z Fighters, right?
Yeah. That did happen.
Totally, it's still happening for me.
I'm 100% still enjoying was that. Like, oh, can't wait for this game! Played it for a little while, and I was like, not what I thought it would be. And then I replayed it.
Well, what
it.
Did you think it was going to be? Like you, I don't know, you gotta practice, you gotta get good, you gotta gain an understanding, you got, you know, there's so many.
I kind of didn't care for it. Because, like, it had, like, this super, like, understand it, it's really more complicated than it is. And it has this super high skill ceiling. But whenever I was playing it, it just felt really fucking easy, even though I only played the campaign. And I'm not a, to be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of playing 1v1 type of multiplayer games.
Let me just
I'm
sidebar
not really
here.
Huge on that.
Sidebar. Can you hear me vaping? Like, I've been vaping this whole time.
I heard a little bit of something in the background, but I didn't know if that was vaping.
You
know, vape
you hear
right
that?
Now? No.
I just vaped while, okay, yeah. I don't want to disturb people. But anywho, yeah, man, I don't know what you expected out of the game. And even still, like, is it really a 1v1 in the sense of, like one person against one person? Or?
Yeah, one person versus one person. I'm not talking about, like, one character versus one character.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, I can't believe that you played, like, I understand you played through the campaign, but, like, did you play
I played through the whole campaign.
Okay,
I had to play less than 2 hours, remember?
Well, you didn't get
I did all the tutorials.
Enough.
I you did all get... the tutorials for sure.
Well, tutorials isn't. That's not what the game is.
I did
is
some of the tournament
fun.
Modes as well.
That's not what makes the game fun. But,
yeah, but, like, I guess I'm just not a fighting game type person. Like, even with Tekken, the only reason why I really played Tekken was because of you and Rob.
Yeah.
And then, like, after a while, just, like, I lost my interest in it.
I think
Sorry.
It's the best. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just not wired that way.
Yeah, no. So, like, the good parts of fighting games is whenever you understand the mechanics and you decide what pace you're going and what direction you're going, and then the other player has to learn and correct or, you know, overcome that pace. And
yeah,
you're constantly exchanging barbs. What?
I said that it works that way and vice versa, because, like, after a while, like, they'll get you out of your rhythm and you have to figure out how to get back into your rhythm or find a rhythm to counter theirs.
Yeah, so like, you know, if you have a combo that goes, you know, low, medium, high, or medium, low, medium, high, or medium, low, 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 like, you have a choice of when to dish that out. And as you get a rhythm, you can disrupt that rhythm to catch somebody off their guard. And sometimes it doesn't work, and it's, I don't know, it's very rewarding for me.
When it does anyways. Work.
Well, yeah, not like even whenever it does work. Whenever it doesn't work, and, you know, the guy that I'm fighting, like, is privy to my actions, and he knows what I'm about to do, and he correctly, like, subverts that. I think it's a fun time, because...
It's a bunch of mind games. It's like chess, but, like, really fast-paced.
So that part of the game does not intrigue you at all. It's not compelling enough. No. Not at all. It's cool.
This is coming from a guy that still plays Call of Duty, by the way.
Yeah.
And I played Diablo 3 a lot. I've played Diablo 3 this season more than that one season where we were really into Diablo. And I wouldn't say I'm really into Diablo, but I just have like a lot of free time right now and I've been killing it with Diablo. Like, I have 3 max level characters. That's not hard to do whatsoever, but I have 2 fully geared characters and I'm about to fully gear my third one.
Yeah, and maybe I'll get back in. I tried whenever I was on the road for a job, but I understand that they've made the game a lot easier to get back into, for sure. Like, with the what's it called? It's like a seasonal challenges.
No, challenge rifts.
Yeah, challenge rifts.
You do one of those every week. There's a new one every week. Sometimes they suck. Sometimes they're super easy. But when you finish them, you get like a bunch of those legendary crafting materials that you would get from doing bounties. Yeah. You get a bunch of Forgotten Souls. You get some Death Breath. You get some Blood Shards and stuff like that. But you get a bunch of gold. Go ahead.
Oh, I said I think what's really cool about it is that they give you the character and the equipment. So it's not something that you have to build. You just have to understand it. Yeah. And once you understand it,
you learn new builds.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really fucking cool.
I had to play a monk this week and I did not know what I was doing, but everything was dying, so I'm guessing monk was like easy to play, but I just didn't feel like I was doing anything. Even though everything around me was dying and it was because of me, I don't feel like I was playing it like it was intended, and if I was, I probably would have been killing shit a lot more efficient.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll jump in with you.
Efficiency is key in this game. Like, I don't know. Like, whenever it comes to me and Diablo, I don't play to get the furthest possible, like, greater rift ever. I'm not trying to beat people in terms of, like, oh, I beat the hardest fucking thing. No, I just want to be faster than every motherfucker around me.
Well,
I want to get into, like,
a part of what the ladder is, right? Like, doing the rifts the fastest.
I don't want to do, like, the highest rift the fastest, is what I'm saying. I just want to be able to, like, farm everything, like, really fast. Because, like, the only reason why I play that game is for the loot farming.
Yeah.
Like, I want to build this, because the Necromancer right now is probably the fastest build. Like, we've already discussed this about, what's the fastest and what's the most consistent. And I believe that the Speedy Chicken is the most consistent when it comes to speed, because it's always running at the same speed no matter what. Or does it get speed boosts? Like doing certain things.
You get a speed boost whenever you're in chicken form, and you can just blaze past everything. And so
it's mostly the speed boost that you get from it's the movement speed bonus that you get from being in chicken mode that gives you your speed. It's not like you get in chicken mode, you're already fast, and then you proc some things that make you faster. Or well, you have gear that already makes you faster as chicken.
There's a ton of things, but like being in chicken mode will increase your walk run speed by 200%, and then like coming out of it will create an explosion that'll kill things. But also like as you are in Speedy Chicken, if you run through like 12 pots or whatever, then you also get that speed boost. There's tons of buffs and things like that, and you just have to walk through. And it's very easy to do if you're already at 200%. And that gives you, I don't know, I like it. It's great. But yeah, maybe I'll get back in with you before this craze dies down. And then I end up playing alone again.
But no, right now I'm doing Necromancer, and I was talking to you about this earlier, how like before I didn't really like Necromancer. I didn't like the whole way they played and stuff like that. But I found a way that I really enjoy playing it, and it reminds me so much of the Explosion Wizard. Like, it's not even funny. And I think it's actually better than Explosive Wizard, because not only does it have the teleport capability of the Explosive Wizard, but Explosion Wizard, you kind of had to be somewhat close to the things you wanted to kill.
Yeah.
Because it was like a radius around you. Whereas with this it's called the Blight Sphere Necromancer build. It's by Lord Fluffy or whatever his name
is. So it's a projectile that you can shoot wherever.
You activate Land of the Dead, which allows you to just consume an unlimited amount of corpses for a set amount of time. And you have unlimited resources that involve corpse attacks. Like, if you need to use a corpse to do something, you have an infinite amount of that for a set period of time. And there's this ability called Consume, where you consume a corpse that already exists and you gain health. Well, they have one that allows you to shoot a random bone spike at an enemy every time you consume a corpse. I mean, a bone spike at a random enemy.
Yeah.
So, you're not guaranteed to hit whatever you're aiming at, but you're gonna hit something. And the rune that I have on bone, spike right now, not bone spike, corpse lance is ricochet. So, whenever one of those corpse lances hits something, it has a chance to just bounce off of it and go to something else. And since you're spamming the consume button, not only are you somewhat invincible, unless someone can do your entire health pool's worth of damage in one hit, and you don't somehow bounce back from that with, like, your consume, that's the only way you could die. But, like, there's so many corpse lances on the screen at any given time that no matter what, if you want to kill something specific, it's most likely going to die pretty quickly, because as everything on the screen starts dying, the odds that a lance is going to hit that thing increases, and things die fast.
Yeah.
And there's no standing still. You just keep running. You're always moving, and you always have 100% increased move speed whenever you use your teleport move, and it's fun. I really do like it. And whenever you're out of Land of the Dead, the whole build is based on crit chance, crit damage, and cooldown reduction, as well as poison damage on some items. Like, if you have an item that can't have a cooldown reduction, you want a poison damage on it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. That sounds like a cool build. I can't wait to see it in action.
Land of the Dead's off cool, like, whenever it finishes, you have this other thing called Bone Spear that it never, like, usually it doesn't do a lot of damage by itself, but with this build, it's basically your golden gun. Whenever you're out of the whole, like, I'm gonna kill everything on screen, now you have this, like, just hand cannon that you focus down a specific target and it'll just destroy it, because it does a lot of damage in one hit. But yeah, go ahead, what were you saying?
I totally forgot. I was just listening to you, and I was like, huh, yeah, that's the way that works. But no, I should totally get into that. Maybe I'll play, maybe we'll play a little bit of that, after this podcast, and start building up a new guy.
I could get you up to levels, you want to do season, or you want to do a...
Season all the time. There's always, season, like, new shit on the season, isn't there?
Yes, there is new shit this season.
Yeah. Devoid myself of new shit.
I'm gonna run you through your season journey pretty quickly then. I should be able to get this, your whole season journey, and max level you in, like, I don't know, like 2 hours.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
Well, yeah, other things that happened, because it's been a while. It's been at least, I want to say, like 7 or 8 months. I don't remember when the last episode was, but. Slay the Spire got really big. I don't know if you remember that, but it was on the front page of the Steam, like, feature for a very long time. And It's basically like a dungeon crawler game, but it's like a card game, which is somewhat similar to Solitaire. There's a lot
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of board game elements to it, but it's really really fun.
I've seen you play this before, I think.
Well, what you saw me play was Monster Slayers, which is like the Slay the Spire like 1.0. Like Slay the Spire's mechanics are directly linked to what Monster Slayer did beforehand. And Monster Slayer, I think, might even be a better game because there's more roots and more characters and more things that you
You just gotta give Slay the Spire a little more time.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think it's
early access.
Yeah, it's still in early access and they're still creating a lot of stuff, but, I picked it up, got really into it for like a week or two, and then, everything kind of seemed the same. There wasn't really a lot of stuff to do. Even though they have like daily challenges, those challenges are more or less the same now. Now that you've run through like, you know, 15 or 20 of them. Like, oh, it's, you know, this is what they do to your cards now this day. But, it's really fun. I like that kind of, D&D element of, random, number generation, but also, like, the choices that you can make and the routes that you can take and how you want to build specific characters. I think it's really great. I'm waiting on more content for that, but it's very, very good, and, you should, well, you probably aren't about it, but people should check it out.
Oh, before I forget, I wanted to tell you all, I wanted to just give you a, like, an idea of all the games that I got for free through, Twitch Prime. Alright? Okay, so Battle Chef Brigade, you already seen that one. I got the Devil May Cry Collection, HD Collection.
Oh.
Dub Wars. Go NNE, like Goner, but it's like capital G, lowercase o, all caps, NNER. Kingsway, Manual Samuel, Metal Slug 3, Next Up Hero, Pillars of Eternity, Cube 2, SteamWorld Dig 2, Strafe, Tales from the Borderlands, the I think it's only episode 1. I got the Banner Saga 1 and 2. The Last Blade, Tokyo 42, the Complete Edition, Treadnoughts, Twinkle Star Sprites, and Urnog Urn Limited.
Okay. Twinkle Star Sprites. I've gotten from a Humble Bundle, so that's, I know that's a good game.
It looks super weird.
It's good. I like it.
I might end up trying Treadnoughts pretty soon because it's like kind of Worms-ish.
I'm linking my account right now. See my loot and claim my free loot.
Oh, okay, so I did not get the HD collection. I got Devil May Cry HD. Just the first one.
Okay.
It does say Devil May Cry HD Collection, Devil May Cry, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, yeah. You can get the HD. I was going to buy that. Just because I have not experienced the joy of playing through, apparently, one of a defining classic game. A lot of people.
But I did get Strafe, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I got Strafe from a Humble Bundle as well, so it seems more of the same. These, you know, these subscription licenses are plentiful. There's a lot of communities doing that now, or a lot of developers doing that now. So,
what's the? Look, I'm not sure how long we've been on this call for because Discord doesn't have a timer. What's the recording say we're at?
54 minutes.
Yep. 54 minutes? You want to call it at an hour?
Yeah,
this will be the first time we get to do like a short podcast compared to like our 2 hour long podcasts.
I enjoy the 2 hour long podcasts. I don't know.
I do too whenever we have more shit to talk about, but like I haven't seen you in forever, dude. We just don't get to hang out and talk about stuff or experience anything together anymore.
Yeah. It does. It also makes me sad. During the break, I sent you a gift, and included in the gift's descriptor. There was a link to Tenacious D's "Dude, I Totally Miss You," and
I cried.
Did you?
A little bit. I teared up.
I've
been drinking Pib Extra every time I get a chance to because that was your favorite drink.
Oh man, I miss Pib Extra so much. Maybe I'll go to Chipotle later. That's the only place to find Pib Extra out here. I don't know what's wrong with these people. They hate cherry cola. I don't understand it.
Is that what Pib Extra is? Cherry cola?
Yeah, it's cherry cola. It's just like Dr. Pepper, but I don't know. It's more cherry to me than it is.
I mean,
just
get cherry Pepsi then.
No, it's... Well, it's a different taste.
I do like cherry Pepsi, though. Maybe that's why I'm so susceptible to Pib Extra right now. Because I'm into cherry sodas.
If you get cornflakes and you just put raisins in it, is it Raisin Bran? Like, is it really?
If you get what?
Cornflakes.
And you put raisins in it, is it Raisin Bran?
Yeah.
Ah, kinda. I mean, it's not the same where, like, they have, like, that little extra dust that they put on their Raisin Bran.
My point is that, yeah, you can't just get a cherry Pepsi.
Like, if I had no access to Raisin Bran, and I really wanted some Raisin Bran, I would just go get some cornflakes and some raisins.
Yeah,
but that being said, I wouldn't just get some cherry, I wouldn't get, like, some preserved cherries and then dump the juice into a Coke and assume it would taste good.
Yeah, but it's not, because it's not the same, and it doesn't taste the same, you might as well just be drinking something different entirely. At least that's how my taste buds work. So, what else happened? Dude, I got a sous vide machine. I love that thing.
Oh, someone got a sous vide cooker.
Yeah, no, I've been cooking steaks all the time.
And cooking grits? Should eat some grits with those steaks.
I don't know. I don't know if I could. I should try grits in the sous vide machine. I bet it would be easy.
Oh, I wouldn't cook grits in the sous vide machine, but I'm
why
just
not?
I don't know how that would work. How do you just, cook grits in a sous vide machine?
You just the same way you cook anything in the sous vide machine. You just put it in a bag. And you put it in the sous vide.
The grits need water, don't they?
Yeah, so you put water in the bag.
But they're gonna expand too, so you gotta make sure you have a big bag.
Yeah. Yes, it would definitely. It would cook the evenest. The evenest. Yeah, there you go.
It would probably be best to do it in like a water band, a water balloon, or something that can expand, so that way, like, it's all tight and packed, and all the water is like surrounding all the different kernels of the grits.
And then it expands
slowly as it grows. But that way, it keeps like the consistency level of water touching grits.
But because you can do it over an extended period of time, I can have grits cooking for 48 hours at an exact temperature. And so that temperature will 48 permeate.
48 hours. There better be some good grits, boy.
And that temperature will permeate throughout the entire container. So, like, I don't think you need to worry about, like, whether or not specific amounts of water get to, like, the center or the edge or whatever. So you don't need, like, a rubber balloon. But, I've cooked carrots in it, and I've cooked scallops and steaks and lamb and pork chops. It's great. Lena doesn't like it. She says it tastes like plastic, but I think it's all in her mind. She's a very negative Nancy whenever it comes to new things. I can't tell you how many times I've cooked something, and she says she likes it, and I say, oh, well, it has fish sauce. She's like, I hate fish sauce, and then she stops eating it.
You should just not tell her anything.
That's, I know, right? But then, like, we go and I'm, like, you know, getting ready for a meal, cooking things, and she's like, yeah, no, don't put this in there. And I'm like, yeah, but you like that. She's like, no, I don't. I know what I like. And I'm like, no, you really don't.
What you haven't known is that for the last 3 years, every time I cook this, it had fish sauce in it. So you may not like fish sauce on some things, but you like it in this.
But it's like that with everything now, so...
Hey, that's your love your life, though.
Yes, it is. Moved all the way out here to be with her. What was I gonna say?
On that note, I'm actually getting really hungry.
Yeah? So. Alright, we're gonna take a break. Well, yeah. This is the end of the podcast. But from each other, I mean, like, you're gonna go eat, and then
have a smoke.
I'll go and get some Chipotle, I guess, and then we'll meet back and play some Diablo, right? Diablo.
Diablo. I'll get your season journey done.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Well,
thanks everybody for listening. This was Critical Media Guys. We didn't talk about a lot of things. I wanted to talk about The Incredibles and Ant-Man.
If we record it, we talk about a lot of things. How about this? I'll try to watch The Incredibles sometime this week, and then we can talk about it next podcast.
Then I will try and talk or watch Ant-Man before.
Hey, we do the movie podcast then. You got two movies you got to go watch. You got to go watch Jurassic World. You got to go watch Ant-Man. Did you go see Solo?
Solo? No. I'm not that big of a Star Wars fan, so I like the first three or four, five, and six, I guess. But
yeah. All right. Well, we'll try to watch some movies. I'll try to watch that Kevin Spacey movie, and we'll hopefully see y'all soon, everybody. I mean, the consistency of this podcast has been lacking lately.
Yeah, no, for sure. We can try for a weekly thing. Why don't you guys tell us what you want? Do you want us to just stop talking and making episodes and just, like, forever destroy this podcast and just make, you know, just
we could make try doing a video podcast once.
We could, but I'm not very photogenic. I've got that double chin.
The podcast? You know what I mean? Like, live stream us videoing the podcast with each other and then just, like, release the audio version like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
We might pick up some followers, like, if we do it on Twitch and someone watches us and is like, hey, this is pretty neat. And then, like, word starts getting out through Twitch.
What I really want to do is make the blog stronger, but that's not going to happen. So,
because that's all you. I don't contribute to blogs. I don't like writing stuff down.
Yeah, but you got so many opinions.
I'm a lazy prick. If I could get someone who would freely want to just type up everything I say as I say it, that'd be fun. And then I'd go back and edit it.
Do you really type that slow?
I think so. Actually, you know what? I could probably get me like some free
Dragon Point and Speak
software.
Yeah. Well, all right. It's been good. That's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening, dude. I totally missed you.
Things we did together.
Yep. Dude, I totally miss you. I really fucking miss you. I'm all alone, all the time, all the time. Dude, I totally miss you. The things we did together. Where have you gone? Totally miss the honesty in special times and honestly. I totally miss the fucked up thing you do. Dude, I totally miss you. I totally miss you. Dude, I totally miss you all the time. Honesty in special times, and honestly, I totally miss the fucked up things you do. Dude, I totally miss you. I totally miss you. Dude, I totally miss you all the time. Totally miss the fucked up thing you do. Dude, I totally miss you.
the time.